If you're lucky enough to live in the small town of Flix, Spain, an idyllic town in the Catalonian region, you might have spent a hot summer night driving up to the centuries-old castle at the top of a hill overlooking the Rio Ebro Valley. You might have heard music performed that sounds exactly like that, ultra-modern sounding music by a living composer performed in this idyllic centuries-old castle. What a juxtaposition. I think it's exactly that kind of juxtaposition and the locale that is central to the mission of the Sirga Festival. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. I was lucky enough to be able to travel to Flix, Spain this past summer and attend the Sirga Festival and hear a lot of pieces like this performed firsthand. I think it's amazing that the festival does do a couple of events in Barcelona, but that the vast majority of the events take place in towns like Flix, about eight different little towns that dot the Catalonian countryside. Joan Baez Irubi, who is a composer and also the organizer of the Sirga Festival, told me that this is such an important part of the festival, that the people who are coming are the people from the towns themselves. They're not cognoscenti. They don't know a lot about contemporary classical music. So the average attendee at the Sirga Festival could be the mail carrier or a restaurateur, somebody who serves your paella. And I think that's a wonderful thing that the Sirga Festival is doing, bringing this music to new audiences. We have a lot of audio that was recorded directly from the festival this summer, and I'm going to feature as much of it as I can. A lot of the pieces have been excerpted because they were over 15 minutes, and of course, I want to feature as many of the composers as I can on the program today. First up is a piece called La Messe. This is by Argentinian composer Daniel Diadamo. This is a mixed ensemble piece, but I think it's also representative of his aesthetic. He spent a lot of time at IRCAM in Paris, which is the institute set up by Pierre Boulez. So there's definitely a restless exploration of new sounds that you're going to hear, even though here it's being done by acoustic instruments. Here is the ensemble Court Circuit to perform an excerpt of La Messe by Daniel Diadamo, recorded at the Sirga Festival in 2015.
Thank you.
Music by composer Daniel D'Adamo, we heard La Messe for mixed ensemble, performed by the Ensemble Court Circuit, music that was performed in Flix, Spain in the summer of 2015 as part of the Sirga Festival. Next up is a piece for the solo baritone saxophone by composer Enric Riu, who is from the Catalonian region and incidentally is the composer who introduced me to the Sirga Festival in the first place, so I'm quite happy to be able to feature his music on today's program. The piece is called Solitudini, and here's what the composer has to say about it. This is the sound result of a personal reflection on the relationship between man and nature. Man needs balance with the natural system if he doesn't want to annihilate himself. On this occasion, the baritone saxophone attracted me to tell an intimate experience. Let's have a listen. Here is Solitudini, performed by Joan Marti Frasquier, baritone saxophone, music of Enric Riu. Thank you. That's music by Catalonian composer Enric Riu. We heard an excerpt of Solitudini, or Solitude, for baritone saxophone. Our performer was Joan Martí Frasquier. Electronic music is a very important aspect of the Sirga Festival. A lot of the composers have relationships with IRCOM and other great centers for electronic music. But one of the things that I found particularly interesting was their dedication to presenting acousmatic music. This is music that's composed just for speakers or for computer playback. There are no live performers in this piece, and I think it does present a bit of a challenge oftentimes for the presenter. What does the audience do when they don't have a human being or somebody on stage that can serve as the focal point of their attention? Well, at the Sirga Festival, I was intrigued to see that a lot of the audience members actually closed their eyes and really immersed themselves in the music. Again, usually audiences get a little restless during an acousmatic piece, but that was not the case at the Sirga Festival. Let's have a listen to part of one such piece. This is by Barcelona composer and conductor José Manuel Berenguer. The piece is called 1/6502. It's an excerpt of a piece called 1/6502, music of Barcelona composer José Manuel Berenguer. Music that, well, I can't say performed, but music that was featured on the Sirga Festival in 2015. An example of their dedication to presenting acousmatic music, music that does not involve humans in the playback. The playback is done by speakers, and the composer is normally seated in the audience. So there's, again, nothing on stage while the music is played. Let's return to a human performer, in this case Alejandro Castillo, who is a bass clarinetist, and I think the name is very appropriate. Castillo in Spanish means castle, and so much of the music at the Sirga Festival was performed in this wonderful, centuries-old castle. The piece we're going to hear is by composer Juan Antonio Muro, and it's called Reflections on a Bird. Let's have a listen. This is an excerpt. Again, our performer is Alejandro Castillo, performing the music of Juan Antonio Muro. Thank you. That's music in which the clarinet has to sound like a bird. In fact, the piece is called Reflections on a Bird. I think it'd be very difficult to perform that piece if you think of going very high, very low on the clarinet so quickly. You're going over the break. There are two different kinds of fingerings there. And yet, our performer, Alejandro Castillo, makes it sound so easy. That's music by Juan Antonio Muro, recorded and performed at the Sirga Festival, summer of 2015. I'm featuring music from the Sirga Festival on today's program. The Sirga Festival is organized and produced by composer Joan Baez y Rubi, and we're going to hear some of his music in a moment. But first, just a kind of tribute to his prowess as a producer, because this festival is a sprawling affair. It goes across 7 towns in Catalonia over 2 weeks, and it's just an unbelievable thing to set up. The first night that I was there, we were up in the castle, and just the sheer amount of equipment that they hauled up there in order to get the concert to work, the mixers, the amps, the wires, all the things that they needed to get these electronics to function. And almost always in every concert I've ever been to, when there are electronics, there is some kind of problem. It can either be a disaster or just a small technical glitch. But in the case of the Sirga Festival, there was never one glitch whatsoever. And all of the concerts had these elaborate setups. So I was very impressed by everything that the Sirga Festival is doing. And I'm very pleased to be able to play some music now by the producer. The piece is called Incertidumbre Entremezclada Superpuesta, which more or less translates to Superimposed Intermixed Uncertainty. It's for saxophone, cello, double bass, and electronics. We're going to hear the Jodos Ensemble of Paris performing music of Joan Baez y Rubi.
Thank you.
Superimposed, intermixed uncertainty. That's the title of the music that we were just listening to. I think it's absolutely appropriate. For me, the uncertainty is in the electronics part. I never know what sound is going to come out next. There are these water sounds, the balloon sounds, all these wonderful sounds that come out of that. And it's also very interesting in pieces like this where you're mixing electronics with acoustic music to try and decide who's doing what. Is that the saxophone? Is that the cello, the double bass? Or is it on the electronics part? It's a great job that the composer Joan Baez Urrubi has done with that piece, Superimposed, Intermixed Uncertainty. The performance was by the Hodos Ensemble of Paris. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. On today's program, I'm featuring a trip I took to Flix, Spain for the Sirga Festival in 2015. All the audio is from that year's festival. To subscribe to our podcast, or for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, you can visit relevanttones.com. I'm featuring music on today's program, recorded at the Sirga Festival. This is a relatively new contemporary music festival taking place in several small Catalonian cities, and I'm talking small, like only 400 or 500 people in these cities. Not your normal setting at all for a contemporary music festival. I don't know of too many other festivals that have as their venue a centuries-old church or a centuries-old castle. It's such a fun place to hear this music performed. The next piece I want to play has been written for what the composer calls a mechanized piano. And what he means by that is that he's got loudspeakers and even mechanical objects inside the piano. The mechanical objects, of course, are going to excite the strings, they're going to change the sound a little bit, and the loudspeakers create this ambient resonance that I think is quite nice. Let's have a listen. This is Situs 3B by composer Mateo Malondra, who hails from the island paradise of Mallorca. Our performance is by Tomio Molmas, and again, we'll have an excerpt of the piece. Thank you. For almost as long as the piano has existed, composers have been fascinated with altering the natural sound of the instrument by placing things inside the piano. Here we have a great example of that technique. Mallorca composer Matteo Malondra writing for what he calls the mechanized piano, in which he has placed loudspeakers and mechanical objects inside the instrument. The piece is called Situs 3B. We heard an excerpt of it performed by Tomeo Molamas. That was a piece that was featured on the 2015 Sirga Festival. I'm going to return now to an example of acousmatic music. Again, this is music written by the composer without acoustic instruments in mind, without live performers. It's only for speaker playback. And so we're talking about electronic music with a virtually unlimited sound palette. Almost anything that they can record, manipulate through electronic means, any kind of sound whatsoever is fair game in acousmatic music. The piece is called The Seventh Year of Saturn. It's a wonderfully evocative title. And I'm thinking about the early electronic music pioneers, Otto Luening, Morton Subotnick, and the titles they had for their pieces, like Silver Apples of the Moon, for example, a very famous piece by Morton Subotnick. I wonder if the composer, in this case, Paul Ramage, is slyly referencing those early electronic music pioneers with the title of that piece. At any rate, let's have a listen to an excerpt of The Seventh Year of Saturn by Paul Ramage. Thank you. It's music evoking an otherworldly landscape. It's called Seventh Year of Saturn. The composer is Paul Ramage, and it's an example of aquasmatic music, music designed only for playback without live performers or live manipulation of the electronics. All of the piece has been written, composed, constructed beforehand. One of the visiting ensembles at the Sirga Festival this year was the Schreck Ensemble from Holland. And the piece that I want to play that they performed is by composer Hans von Eck, who is also in residence at the festival. The piece is called Statement, and it's a very interesting instrumentation. It's for violin, live electronics, manipulated by the composer himself in real time, and the bass box, which is a rather interesting instrument. I'm just going to read from the Schreck Ensemble's website. The bass box is an electronic air pump which pumps wind in measured quantities through flutes, giving rise to rhythmically fascinating sounds. In contrast to what might be expected, the bass box does not produce bass sounds. Rather, one hears rhythmically overblown bamboo flutes, which are provided with air from the powerfully reverberating bass loudspeakers. I had not heard of the bass box before. My first thought was that it was actually the box that a double bass came in when you first bought it. And here's a composer, the way that you sometimes play an instrument wrong, so to speak. Well, here's a composer ignoring the instrument entirely and playing the box. But no, it's this rather interesting idea for pumping wind through flutes, a randomized flute sound. It would be a very, I think, complicated sound that results, exactly what modern-day composers are looking for. Let's have a listen to the bass box in action. Here's an excerpt of the piece Statement by Hans von Eck. Schreck Ensemble is performing.
Thank you.
A piece that includes a new instrument, or new to me at least, called the bass box, which rhythmically pumps air through bamboo flutes, producing, while not a bass sound exactly, but certainly a lot lower than what you would think of for a bamboo flute normally. We also heard the violin and live electronics. The piece is called Statement. It's by composer Hans von Eck, and we heard the Schreck Ensemble performing. It's the performance from the Circa Festival 2015. I'm featuring music on the program today from the Sirga Festival of Contemporary Music in the Catalonian region of Spain. And the headliner of the festival was Richard Barrett, who is a well-known composer in Europe. And so I think it was quite a coup for the Sirga Festival to have him as their headliner and for him to be present at the festival. There were a lot of his pieces that were performed during the festival while I was there, and I was always stunned by his musical imagining. The sound tapestry that he creates is absolutely unlike any other composer that I've heard. I think his music is inimitable in that way. The piece I want to play from the festival is called Life Form, and it's for cello and electronic music manipulated in real time. It's performed by the fantastic cellist Arne DeForce, who kind of specializes in this piece. And what I mean by that is this is not a piece that a cellist would pick up casually. It's a very, very difficult piece to perform, even just to match it up with the electronics correctly. It's a long piece, about 40 minutes long, and so a very difficult piece for the cellist. The performance was about 11 o'clock p.m. on the first night that I had arrived at the festival, and it was interesting because there were children playing outside. The children stay up very late in Spain, and sometimes I wasn't sure what I was hearing, if it was the children screaming outside or the electronics inside. It was quite an experience. At any rate, I bring you now to this concert hall in Flix, Spain, to hear Arne DeForce and Richard Barrett perform Life Form. Thank you. They had a fantastic speaker setup for that piece at the Sirga Festival. This is the first concert that I went to, and those electronics, all those wonderful sounds coming out of the speakers, the acoustic resonances of the cello, all of those sounds mingled together to wash over the audience in this unforgettable way. It's music from the Sirga Festival. We heard Life Form by Richard Barrett, who was also manipulating the electronics in real time and performing with the cellist Arna DeForce, who specializes in the music of Richard Barrett. Richard Barrett was the headliner at the Sirga Festival in 2015. Well, that's all the time we have on the program today for music recorded from the Sirga Festival, this, to my mind, innovative new music festival in that not only what they're presenting, the kind of music, the variety of the music that they're presenting it, but also where they're presenting it. I mean, literally in a castle in the Spanish countryside. That's fantastic. It's not happening in an urban environment. Instead, they're bringing the music of international composers, composers and performers from all over the world to a handful of small towns that dot the Catalonian countryside. So kudos to Joan Baez y Rubi and the Sirga Festival team. Relevant Tones is produced by Jesse McQuarters, with special thanks to Christina Elsner. You can find us as a podcast on iTunes, and for more information about the program and the artists we've featured, and for streaming versions of all previous episodes, you can visit us at relevanttones.com. Relevant Tones is made possible in part by the generous support of GCM Grosvenor, the Aaron Copland Fund for Music, the Amphion Foundation, and the listener supporters of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works. I'm Seth Bosted, and this is the WFMT Radio Network.